Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together. All walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert, and missing cat.
Aww. I'm Al John Go. I am a lifelong Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel fan, also podcaster and musician and producer of this show, and welcome. And if you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click that notification bell whenever we post new content, especially on our social media sites. Today, we're talking foodie guides. We've got one for a Pixar Fest. So that's going to be a lot of fun, as well as some really cool new events going down with Master Sommelier. We can talk about that in just a second. Kristen, how are you doing?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's allergy season.
Yeah. And
the past few weeks, I've been struggling with the throat, struggling with the sinuses. I've had an ear infection. It's still messed up. My ear infection, I got treated for it, but my ear still hasn't come back to normalization. So I think I may have, you know, messed up my sinuses really bad, because I still, if I have a hard time clearing this whole area, so I get a little discombobulated with my equilibrium and stuff. So it's still an issue. Not as bad as it was 2 weeks ago, but it's getting better.
How about you? If it doesn't get better soon, you're going to need to contact the doctor.
Yes, we'll have a doctor appointment coming up here. So
okay, well, that's good.
My allergist next week. So.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So how about you?
Just been
sigh.
Crazy couple weeks with children.
Isn't it always, though, with children?
I'm ready for vacation. I am very ready and in much need of some Orlando time that I can say. Definitely in need of some time to hang out with our friends, Park Hopper John and Sid.
Yes.
Yes. Much, much, much need. I think we're going to be doing maybe on Friday a kind of like a Zoom kind of call with them.
Oh, that's good. It
to brings do a me little back. Bit of a little bit of catching up.
Brings me back to the time when everybody was locked down, when we used to do those little Zoom parties. But yeah, you know, if you've been listening to this show for a number of years, we've been doing this show and other podcasts and things like that for Sorcerer Radio back in the day. We used to go all the time. All the time. And now that we've had children and
it's an annual thing.
It's just, you know, we go as much as we can. But we still miss going there regularly. But that's what happens. You know, we wanted to just keep this podcast going. And, you know, we get great stuff, you know, on the Facebook group, as well as from Kat, who goes, you know, several times a year. So that's good. And she goes to both parks, which is also very good. But yeah, we'll be doing some really cool stuff soon. So stay tuned for that. But anyway, first bit of news for you.
Ooh, let's go into the other stuff first.
Okay, you want to go into that? Okay.
Yes.
All right, let's go into that.
Okay.
Tell us all about what's going on here.
So Wine Bar George, new wine experience, of course, is going on. If you are not familiar with George Melotes, he is one of 273 master sommeliers in the world. That's right, one of 273.
He digs wine.
In the world.
He knows a lot about wine.
I mean, that's crazy to think there's only 273 in the world. That's what gets me. Like, wow. It's like a needle in the haystack. You probably have a better chance of winning the lottery than meeting a master sommelier.
This is true.
But he owns Wine Bar George over in Disney Springs. And if you want to learn from him, he does a learn to taste wine like a professional. And it is a blind tasting of 6 different wines. And you get to hear from George about his journey through the wine world and what it takes to become a master sommelier, how to taste these wines. It is a 90-minute event, and each wine, he's the one who hand selects them, and they vary by event, so they're not the same every single time. Now, the cool thing is, this experience does include cheese and charcuterie, and they have released more dates because this was something they started last year, and it only seemed like it was going to be something for a short amount of time, but they keep adding months as this goes on and more people show interest in it and want to keep doing it. So they have added more dates through May. If you are looking to do this and you're going to be traveling to Disney, you can go ahead and buy tickets for this online. And the event is at noon, and tickets are non-refundable. But I think if you are interested in wines at all, definitely consider doing this. He's full of information, and he's all about, if you know nothing about wines, let's get you started on learning. And it's not about the most expensive wine. He recommended a $10 wine to us. That is amazing, and it's one of our favorites. And anytime we can find it, I buy it and keep it, like, make sure we have it here because it's really good. But they do have a sparkling tasting coming up, and that's going to be on May 28th. And another bit is that they do have, let me pull it up because I have it in my notes. Let's see. Also, they have some new pairings that you can explore right now.
Okay.
So they've got new small plates, cocktails, and sweets for the season, because they always add new seasonal items. Right now, you can enjoy their new black mussels with roasted onion broth, crispy chorizo, and grilled focaccia. And this is paired with one of George's South of France finds, like Clos Sauvignon Rosé from Provence, or Saint Hilaire, a sparkling rosé from Cremant de Lemoux. Says both wines are available by the glass, the bottle, or the ounce as part of his new finds from France. I'm all about mussels, so I think this sounds good. Rosés, I am a dry rosé drinker, and the French do a dry rosé, so I can imagine that is quite spectacular.
Coming from I enjoy wine. I still consider myself a novice, even though I've done a bunch of tastings and a bunch of things. I find it fascinating and fun, and George makes it very accessible whenever he talks to people, talks to us, or does these events, makes it super accessible for people. So even if you're wine curious and want to just experience it, because these are all great experiences, or you want to learn more and build upon your knowledge, experience new things, which I love. I think that's what Disney's all about, especially these things. It's all about the experience and immersive experiences and interacting with people like that, like a master sommelier. But definitely George, because he makes it fun, makes learning fun, and he makes the event fun. So I definitely recommend this. I recommend it to anyone who just wants to have a lot of fun and learn a little something while you're doing it. And I think if you're listening to this show, you appreciate the Disney edutainment value of these type of things. And there is no better place, really, to have an event like this than Wine Bar George, because the atmosphere is fun, super casual. You know, show up in your, you know, in your cargo shorts and your Hawaiian t-shirt like I do, and just have a great time with someone who knows their stuff but also is not a wine snob, right?
That's the thing that I like is it's a, he doesn't treat it like, well, you have to like this one because this is a $1,268 bottle of wine, and so says it's the best in the world, and so therefore, like that kind of thing.
Right. So we have done wine events before, tastings and pairings where a beverage director or a sommelier will come up, and all they want to do is take the stage and impress you by how many wines that they've done or how many things they've graded, or basically their encyclopedic knowledge of wines and the areas and everything. And I find that fine. That's fine. If you want to sit there and do a TED talk about wine, great. You know, I personally don't find that engaging. I find that a lot of people doing some of these seminars may have a lot of passion, but they can come across as very arrogant. But not George, and definitely not this. And a lot of the events at Disney on Disney property, especially at Disney Springs or at the resort level, they take the time to make it super fun, engaging, and accessible, which I can appreciate.
So I was on a Norwegian cruise, and Andrea Zimmer was doing a tasting. So I was
From
like,
Food Network.
yeah. So I was like, because she is one of those master sommeliers, I was like, I got to check this out. I got to see what wines she's featuring. And we got to taste them. And I will say, the red wine was fantastic, but the white wine we got to try, and she has more of that kind of not as down to earth as George about wines. And the white wine, she kept going on about it. And I got it, and I was like, I don't like it. It was like one of those things where I'm like, this. Like, no, that's great that it's this expensive for a bottle. Like, I want to say it was like 168 or something like that. And I was like, no, I wouldn't pay $5 for the bottle of wine.
So she gave you the sizzle, and she basically, in your mind, maybe she was trying to justify the high cost of the wine by telling you its pedigree and everything about the wine. But at the end of the day, it just wasn't to
No,
your
but it was
liking.
all it's also the way she, I think she also carries herself too. It was her and her husband, and it's a lot of people know who she is. So it's one of those things that I kind of felt like
She
there
was
was
playing a character, or she was.
a little bit of like arrogance, kind of, you
Well, that's what
know
I'm
what I mean?
saying. That's
Like, I'm
well.
just, and I'm not a fan of that. I don't.
Well, she doesn't speak to, because I think there's a bit of show. There's a little bit of showmanship there, for lack of a better term, because what happens is when. Maybe when you're a celebrity, or there's expectations in people's minds that, or maybe she has it in her mind from the seminars that she's done or she's attended, that this is how you present,
Yeah.
and this is the style that they pay to see. Therefore, she's just doing it, whatever. Where I think George, and others, by the way, and we've spoken to beverage directors and chefs that are unassuming, that just want to make it more friendly, and know, and they also know the audience. And perhaps for Andrea's sake, she read the room. These are the type of people, therefore she's going to address the people in a way that, you know, because she's done a lot of these, right?
Oh yeah.
So you
Well,
read
and
the
you
room, and this is
know,
the expectation. So
and you,
maybe.
and she knows that these people are there because they know her name from the Travel Channel.
Yeah.
All of those places that she's been and done shows.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just, I'm not impressed
by, your style.
By you're celebrities, you know, like that's just not.
Although if Joy Fatone were to host one of these, you'd be okay with it. Because he makes
oh he's so likable.
I always you know have to what? Bring up the
no because I'm not a fan of NSYNC. I know Kat loves NSYNC. I'm just not NSYNC Backstreet Boys. I feel like that was like I was older than the people they were targeting, you know, like
oh, yeah. We were
certainly older. I was too old for that, that was the
generation following us.
Yes, so
because you were new kids on the block, that's your generation.
I mean,
that's our generation.
Some of their songs are great, but I for the most part did not ever see the appeal of like Justin Timberlake. Never have been able to wrap my head around it. I still just I think he's just an average looking dude, but that's me. So I was not impressed with them. But Joey Fatone, when he took the stage, because I was there to see Christine Weissman, one of the executive Disney chefs at D23, and he was also doing a presentation. I was like, wow, he's like so like just nice, and you know he just talks to people like when he was on stage, just talking like if you were talking to your best friend, you know, that kind of thing, just really just chill laid back kind of guy.
Well, those are the
and I was like yeah. That's and he always yeah. seems that way when you see him, and I was like that's what I like.
Yeah, those are the presentations you like and
he
style. Was
he did so well on The Masked Singer. So
I knew that if I brought up Joy Fatone, it would go this way. I knew that. I knew that in advance. All right, gang.
Oh, wait, I've got one more thing to talk about.
For heaven's sake, I was getting ready to go to the next segment.
I know, but we're not ready yet. Okay, we have one little thing. All right. Okay.
All right.
So what used to be Ralph Brisbane Jazz Kitchen is now Jazz Kitchen's Coastal Grill and Patio.
Yes.
They have what's called Why am I having problems?
I don't know.
JZK Fest Weekend, April 26th through the 28th. It is their little festival that they're doing. And they will have live music from on Friday. It is Zane Johnson Duo. On Saturday, they have one that is to be determined. And the later band for the evening is Holy Cow. Okay. No, Holy Crow. Sorry. Sunday is Mark Kapitsky, and in the evening it's Larry Rusevi, a duo. Now for food favorites, they will have the boudin balls, slow roasted pork, dirty rice, Creole mustard aioli, Tabasco peppered jelly, that's $15, the red beans and rice, Kamiyab red beans, andouille sausage, tasso ham, which if you haven't had is the most fantastic ham, Creole seasoning and white rice, that is $25. That these all sound really good. The fried green tomatoes, cornmeal crusted green tomatoes, applewood smoked bacon, spicy boiled egg, and Cajun tartar sauce for $15. They will have brunch specials Saturday and Sunday. Cocktail specials will be $2 off all draft beers, and they will have the return of the classic hurricane cocktail for just $15. You can make reservations, but walk-ins are accepted all weekend as well.
Okay. What day is that again?
This is going to be Friday, April 26th through Sunday, April 28th. And again, this is over at Jazz Kitchen in downtown Disney District over in Disneyland.
I'll always say Ralph Brennan's.
I know, right? It's really hard not to.
It's a hard habit to break. One of my favorite places of all time there, Disneyland Resort.
That food is making me crave some good Cajun cuisine.
It certainly does. No matter what time we do and record this podcast, it's always food time. And I
that's
have
why
to,
we do this, because we well, are and, all about
you know, I'm wanting to have our little pretzel dip after this. That's what,
oh,
that's what I'm
yes,
in
let's
for.
Do that.
Can we do that?
Yep.
All right, great. Before we break out of here and give you our last foodie guide, let's talk about travel. Because we're in a constant state of planning our next vacation, no matter where it takes us. We could, we're looking into going into Walt Disney World again with the kids this year, as well as maybe doing a Disney cruise and some other things. And I'm sure you are too. You're listening to this show, which means you're always in Disney planning mode. But I tell you, the secret would be to book with Kristen, because she not only is a travel expert, if you will, expert cruiser, world traveler.
I've been doing this for the lucky number 13 years.
Second generation travel agent, 13 years doing this for
and,
the Disney community.
And I specialize in what I know. Yes. I'm not just booking anything and everything. You know, it's all about Disney, Universal, and cruises, because that is how I travel.
Yes, you book about what you know, even those great river cruises internationally are also a lot of fun, which we've done, which is great. And the fact that we also have a lot of experience now with the children, and have friends that are children and can hook you up with
we have friends that are children.
We have friends that are children.
We have friends that have children.
Okay. So anyway, here's a great way you can save. Kristen, what is this week's travel deal?
Okay, you can save up to 30% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels when you stay 5 nights or longer this summer into early fall. Okay, so the dates are going to be for most nights from July 8th to October 3rd. Again, if you stay 5 nights or longer, 30%. If you're doing 1 to 4 nights, it's 25%. And then that is going to be for the majority of your deluxe resorts. Then for your moderates, it's going to be the same dates, but you'll save 25% for 5 or more, 20 for 1 to 4. If you're looking to stay at one of the value resorts, it's going to be saving 20% or 15%. And for the following, it's saved 10%. And it's going to be Art of Animation, the Little Mermaid Standard Rooms, Beach Club's Deluxe Rooms, the Polynesian Village, as well as the Poly Villas and Bungalows. Great. Again, this is going to be for most nights, July 8th through October 3rd.
Oh, this is a great time. Great time to go. Great time to go and take the family along. Or just do some adulting there at the Walt Disney World Resort. That's the most fun. At least that's what I call fun.
I will. There's one thing I do want to say is that when you contact me about booking, if you are interested in one of these and you say, hey, you know, I heard about this deal, I'm not just going to price this one. I'm going to price all the other options and deals I may be able to get you, so that if I can find one that maybe saves you more money for your trip than the one you were looking at, I'll let you know, like, hey, I found this deal and this is what the price is going to be. Because sometimes that's, you know, you have to compare the different deals.
Yes. And
so you get the biggest bang for your buck. Yeah, yeah, the is best. What it's all about.
Yes. Well, wouldn't we all like to save money and use it on other swag and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Souvenirs.
Let's just do it.
Drinks.
That's right. It's one of my favorite things.
Food.
That's right. So, Kristen, where can people email you to go ahead and get started to have you book their dream Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any cruise, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Next on deck right now is the foodie guide for Pixar Fest. That's going to be starting April 26th, and that's going to be happening over there at the Disneyland Resort. And the Pixar is celebrating all things Pixar. It's going to be great. They have a great parade. They also have a nighttime spectacular called Together Forever. Reminds me of a Rick Astley song. Also, Club Pixar and a lot of Pixar-themed food.
I'm going to have that song in my head. Thank you.
You're welcome. So it's just a lot of fun. And what is most important to us and the reason why you're tuned in is because of the food,
which will be inspired. Oh my gosh, that macaroon.
Which is inspired by a lot of really cool Pixar characters. In fact, you'll have a Sea Monster and Friends Parfait at Jolly Holiday Bakery.
Well, let's scroll down and just go through all of it.
Yeah, okay. Let's scroll down and look through it.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay.
So here first we go. Off, over there, Kristen, why don't you talk about what's up at Disneyland's Alien Pizza Planet starting April 26th?
Unless we mention a different date, everything is going to be available April 26th through August 4th. So you have a lot of time to enjoy this.
Awesome.
So they have the Cosmic over at Alien Pizza Planet, the Cosmic Chili Pasta inspired by Toy Story. It is a jalapeno cheddar pinwheel pasta topped with spiced chili, crushed corn chips, and green onions.
Sounds good.
There's also the cheeseburger pizza slice, also inspired by Toy Story. All these are for Alien, of course. Imagine that. It is a burger patty, has pickles, American and cheddar cheese blend, ketchup, tomato sauce, and mustard on a sesame seed pizza crust drizzled with house sauce.
Pizza crust. That's interesting.
I don't want ketchup. I don't catch up on my pizza.
Okay.
But the pickles, I am all about pickles on my pizza.
Okay. Yes.
Alien macaroon inspired by Toy Story. Salted caramel buttercream with chocolate ganache and chocolate brownie bites. Green drink. It is the alien inspired punch made with pineapple juice, ginger beer, lemon lime Powerade with lemon sorbet and a splash of vanilla, served with lychee popping pearls. It is a non-alcoholic beverage. Aljon, do you want to talk about Cafe Orleans, what they've got going on?
Sure. They have the Earth Pass Cake inspired by Seoul, which has lemon cream cheese mousse with mango passion fruit compote, a Brittany dough base with white chocolate, covered popping candies, and on a blue and green vanilla sauce and chocolate decoration.
Interesting.
Sounds good.
I am going to ask that I can do Jolly Holiday.
Okay.
When we get to it.
All right, great. Over at Carnation Cafe, they have the fried bologna sandwich,
no.
which is inspired by Up. It's got fried bologna, Monterey Jack, mustard, and mayo on white bread, served with house-made chips, cinnamon apples, and pickle spear. So that sounds like an after-school or lunchtime treat.
Yes, and recently, because our kids have people that come to the house to work with them, they were discussing the fact that Boo and Jack-Jack are eating prosciutto when they were that age, that they ate bologna sandwich.
So did I.
And they're like, oh my gosh, these kids, it's crazy.
Yeah, our kids like the charcuterie at a young age because that's what we ate. So they ate what we ate. The Gibson Girl Ice Cream Parlor is serving up the ice cream cone, as you can imagine, inspired by Mike Wazowski of Monsters, Inc. So the scoop of pistachio ice cream dipped in green chocolate, garnished with a candy eye and horns.
Ooh, I want that. That sounds good.
Yeah, I got my eye on you, Mike Wazowski.
Okay.
Okay, Kristen.
So over at Jolly Holiday Bakery Cafe, they have Silencio Bruno sandwich inspired by Luca. Both
I love it.
Chopped ham, salami, pepperoni, provolone, lettuce, tomato, pickle, onion, and peppercini with Italian dressing, served an Italian roll with house-made chips. That sounds amazing.
It's an Italian sub, guys.
I know, but I love Italian subs. They make me happy.
Okay.
Look, that's like my go-to thing when I go to a sub shop.
I get the Italian sub, yes.
See Monster Friends Parfait. Layers of graham cracker crumbs, mascarpone cheesecake, berry blue gelatin, and blue chantilly topped with a Luca chocolate decoration.
There you go. I like a good parfait. That looks great.
That's really cute.
That's awesome.
I love that movie. I would have to say that's like my second favorite Pixar movie.
Really?
Oh, God. I love that movie. I never get tired. Like, the kids want to put that on, or they want to put on Ratatouille. All day.
Well, Ratatouille and Luca is a great film. I really enjoy that. Anyway. Over at the Plaza Inn, they've got the Pixar Fest cake, which is layers of yellow, blue, and red vanilla sponge cake with cream cheese frosting and a chocolate Pixar ball decoration, of course. Those are the colors of Pixar right there.
Very cute.
Very good. Like a rainbow cake.
Ooh, this food looks amazing.
Rancho del Zocalo, which we love. They've got the Riviera family huarache inspired by Mama Coco. It's Coco. Fried huarache with pollo asado, beans, cabbage, pepper, cojita cheese, sour cream, and lime. That sounds great.
Now, at Rancho del Zocalo, these are good through August 18th. So you have a few more days.
The Marigold Bridge, inspired by Coco, is a tricolored white sponge, cinnamon croquetine, cinnamon mousse, and cream cheese frosting, decorated with a chocolate bridge and orange chocolate shavings. Over at Red Rose Tavern, they've got the Fergus Fizz, inspired by Brave, of course. Cranberry raspberry mix and Sprite with butterscotch topper and granola crumble. That sounds great. It's also non-alcoholic.
I would think that's probably my number three movie.
Is Brave?
I like that movie.
Brave's great.
I love just the story of Merida. Like, especially her as a little kid in the beginning, as a toddler, is just adorable.
Well, I'm a Pixar fan. There are no bad Pixar movies, just some that are better than others. So I sound like Sam the Eagle when I say that. But last for me, before I turn it over to Kristen, is the refreshment corner. They've got a barbecue potato dog, of course, inspired by Toy Story, which is smoked sausage, barbecue pulled pork, coleslaw, fried onions, and green onions served in a baked potato. That, to me, is my language. Nothing like a barbecue.
Like, seriously, this thing is insane.
It's great. I think it's wonderful.
I want to know what it costs, because that's a big potato and a big sausage, and then you have pulled pork on top.
Yeah. I'm all
curious.
About it. Let's do it. Kristen.
Okay, so over at Stage Door Cafe, also available till August 18th, here as well as the Tropical Hideaway, they have There's a Snake on My Funnel Cake, inspired by Toy Story. Funnel cake topped with chocolate peanut butter, pudding, cookie crumbles, peanut butter dust, and a candy snake.
That's fine.
I don't like pudding, so that's an issue. The Tropical Hideaway has a pineapple coconut float inspired by lava. Blue Dole pineapple coconut juice topped with Dole Whip soft serve, strawberry lava, and a gummy. It is non-alcoholic.
It's a pretty drink.
And I would totally go for that.
That sounds
very good, actually. Oh, more potatoes, Al John.
I love it.
At the Troubadour Tavern, they have the Roundup barbecue potato inspired by Toy Story. Brisket burnt ends tossed in Coca-Cola barbecue sauce, creamy slaw, pickle spear, and onion flavored snacks.
Oh, that's great.
Una Papa Loco, inspired by Coco, chicken al pastor, cheese, avocado salsa, and sour cream, topped with onion and cilantro with spiced corn chip crumble.
Great.
There's also the Firetown Mac and Cheese Bites, inspired by Elemental.
Oh, I do like this.
Another movie I like. It's in my top five, too.
It's great.
Fried Gouda Mac and Cheese Bites, tossed in four chili rub. Ooh. Joyful Tenders and Mac, inspired by Inside Out. That is for the little ones.
Yeah, it is what you would think.
There's also, as part of Inside Out, mixed emotions popcorn, ube flavored popcorn made with M&M milk chocolate candies, freeze dried Skittle, bite-sized candies and pretzel sticks.
That sounds awesome.
From Up, adventure is out there. Cold brew, dark chocolate, cold brew with butterscotch topper, wafer cookie, and confetti quins. Non-alcoholic. Also from Toy Story, Lotso Berry Lemonade, strawberry flavored lemonade with sweet cream topper and Outshine Strawberry Fruit Bar, non-alcoholic. That's cool that you have a drink with the fruit bar in it. That's awesome. I like that idea. Okay,
that's cool. All right, one.
I'll do churros and over, I'll leave you with DCA.
Fine.
Churros near Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters. The blackberry churro, classic churro rolled in blackberry sugar, served with a strawberry banana dipping sauce.
That looks good.
Yes.
I love the churros.
Okay, over at Disney California Adventure, Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta. Ooh, this is through October 31st. You got a long time to try this stuff. Okay.
Is it my turn now?
It is your turn now.
Okay, great. So they have their birria pizza inspired by Coco, which is birria with mozzarella cheese and onion, cilantro and tomatillo salsa, radishes, limes, and consomme. There you go. Available by the slice or a whole pie. So you can definitely get your hands on some really cool pizza there. Over the Cozy Cone Motel Number 1, they've got churros. They've got the Junkyard Jamboree inspired churro, of course, inspired by, of course, Cars. This is a chocolate espresso sugar dusted churro with chocolate engine oil sauce topped with assorted candy parts. That sounds great.
Very cute.
Over at Motel 3 at the Cozy Cone, they've got the Chili Cone Queso, which they have there a lot, which is, of course, inspired by Cars. Luigi and Guido's Cone with cheese tortellini, pomodoro sauce, mozzarella topped with basil panko, and served in a bread cone.
That just sounds weird.
At Clarabelle's hand-scooped ice cream, they've got the, what Kristen said earlier, Adventures Out There Sundae inspired by Up. It's a typical hot fudge.
That's not what I read.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that was. Okay, sundae that's inspired by Up. It's got vanilla ice cream, hot fudge, whipped cream, and a candy balloon in a waffle cup. So your typical dressed up sundae. At Flo's VA Cafe, we've got the Dinoco Blue Cheeseburger inspired by Cars. So they've got, or Dinoco, if you want to put that emphasis on that syllable. You've got the Angus beef and mushroom.
It's called Dinoco.
Dinoco. Yeah. Okay. I don't, what did I say?
Dinoco.
Yeah, Dinoco. So Angus beef and mushroom patty with blueberry compote, blue cheese crumbles, red onion, bacon, tomato, arugula, and lemon aioli.
That sounds good, but I can't eat it. Unless they leave the blue cheese off. Yes. But it does sound good.
I'll take it. They have the Racing Radial Cake, which is chocolate cake filled with red cheesecake, covered in dark chocolate glaze with a silver stripe. That's my love language there. At Hollywood Lounge, they've got the Ramon Nachos, tortilla chips with grilled chicken, queso blanco, refried beans, pico de gallo, salsa verde, cojita, serrano peppers, and radishes.
Oh my gosh, I am now so really hungry.
I know those nachos are good. And then they've got a Motorama Grill that is Motorama Girl, which is vodka, rum, blue curacao, and pineapple cocktail. At Jack Jack Cookie Num Nums, one of my favorite names for a place, we've got the Jack Jack shortbread cookie inspired by The Incredibles. It's shortbread cookie dipped in chocolate with a Jack Jack chocolate piece.
And this is available through August 18th. But you know what's funny is our son doesn't, instead of saying yum, like he'll say num. It's nummy.
So he's Jack Jack num.
It's like perfect.
It's true. What's at Lamplight Lounge, Kristen?
Over at Boardwalk Dining through August 18th, you can get the Agua Chile Negro Tostadas, inspired by Elemental, citrus and beet marinated ahi tuna, avocado mousse, mango pico de gallo, Fresno chilies, micro cilantro, and charred pepper chili sauce served tableside. Oh, I want that. That sounds really good. Then there's Cole Nut Puffs filled with Blue Cloud Mousse. Of course, another one inspired by Elemental. And then inspired by Luca, they have at the Magic Key Terrace. This is for Magic Key holders only. You can get the Luca Seafood Pasta, grilled prawns, clams, Spanish chorizo, spicy white wine tomato sauce, pappardelle pasta, mustard frills, and charred lemon half.
Oh, that sounds good.
Wow.
Sounds really good. Looks good.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. I'm like, I'm hungry. Okay. Oh, great. Here we go. A whole bunch of stuff I can't read.
Okay.
Okay. No, it's fine. Most, all these are going to be inspired by Coco. This is over at Paradise Garden Grill. Mobile order available. You can get the carnitas wet burrito, house made pork carnitas, Spanish rice, refried beans, cilantro, onions, salsa verde, and salsa roja, served with house made tortilla chips. There's the al pastor tacos, pineapple anchote marinated pork with avocado spread and tomatillo salsa, served with Spanish rice and refried beans, topped with queso fresco. The huarache with soy chorizo beans and seasoned steak tips, topped with lettuce, cheese, avocado crema, and tomatillo salsa, served with Spanish rice and refried beans, topped with nopales pico de gallo. It is a plant-based one. The next one is also plant-based. It is the street-style watermelon with lime juice, chili lime seasoning, and chamoy. Oh, Kat would love that.
Yep.
That sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely try that. Mm-hmm. Chile verde chicken flautas, topped with avocado spread, shredded lettuce, crema, queso fresco, tomatillo salsa, and pickled onions, served with Spanish rice and refried beans, topped with nopales pico de gallo. There's also the street style taco, pineapple anchote, marinated pork, and a corn tortilla, served with Spanish rice and refried beans, topped with queso fresco. This is a kids meal offer. Part of the Disney Czech meal is the cheese quesadilla. It's a whole wheat tortilla filled with jack and cheddar. There's also a red velvet tres leches parfait topped with churro crunch and pink cinnamon mousse, finished with green pearls, orange mousse, and chocolate skull decoration. There's also the watermelon candy cocktail, tequila, watermelon schnapps, and pineapple juice with a chamoy and chili lime seasoned rim. That sounds fantastic. And if you are a beer drinker, you can get the Dos Equis Lager or the Amber. Okay, Al John. Schmoozies.
Hey, schmoozies.
Schmoozies.
You've got Shake 2319, inspired by Monsters, Inc., with vanilla, orange, guava, and pineapple shake, shaved coconut, whipped topping, and an orange cone. Non-alcoholic, of course. Over at Smoke Jumpers, they've got some brave items there. Blue raspberry lemonade, which has lemonade in an orange sugar rimmed cup with a glow cube. Non-alcoholic. Also inspired by Brave is the blue raspberry lemonade with tequila and a glow cube. At Sonoma Trace, they have Toy Story inspired food with pesto chicken handheld pie with grilled chicken, pesto, and ricotta.
Oh, it's a puff pastry.
Yeah, mozzarella blend and caramelized onions served in a spicy marinara dipping sauce.
Ooh, I like
which
the sound
is
of that.
Kind of like
I don't know.
It's a handheld chicken pie, so I think it'd be like a chicken pot pie that you can eat.
Those nachos.
Yeah. And those are the Ramon nachos that we talked about earlier.
Did we talk about Ramon
we
nachos?
We did. And that's okay. It's a studio catering company.
That's the one thing I said that I really wanted, right?
Yeah. Over at Churros at Hollywoodland, they've got the multicolored churro inspired by Monsters, Inc., which is dusted with multicolored sugar and topped with a white cherry drizzle. They also have churro Kartner Goofy Sky School that has the Mr. Potato Head chip churro.
I'm surprised they didn't call that the Solly
Yes, because
churro,
it's
because it's blue and purple
and white. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't call it that, but that's okay. Mr. Potato Head Chip Churro over there at Goofy Sky School has got crushed potato chips with a chocolate drizzle and inspired by Toy Story. That's cool. And the outdoor vending carts, they've got the loaded carnitas pretzel bites inspired by Coco. They've got the Pixar Fest cotton candy. They've got Unsung Brewing Company's Metaplex IPA and Modelo Especial. And a few more things we can talk about here. I'll lead us through this. The section, Pixar Fest Marketplaces, which arrive here on the 10th of May, all the way through August 4th. They've got the four favorites inspired by Turning Red, of course. So they got the Red Panda Bao, which is jumbo pork and vegetable stuffed bao with chili garlic sauce. They've got the Panda Apocalypse with layers of chocolate chunk brownie and New York style cheesecake topped with orange and red cream cheese frosting. Oh, and they have Nobody Like You Cooler with Joffrey's Coffee, raspberry rose tea, white cranberry and lime orange juices, and cherry syrup garnished with an orange wedge and a gummy candy.
Non-alcoholic, but that sounds actually really good.
That's pretty good.
I'm looking forward to the next stuff.
Okay, you want to go ahead and do it?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
The Spark, inspired by Soul. You have the Super Club chicken and potato waffles with peach cobbler and cinnamon herb crumble. Half Note Jazz Cake, traditional red velvet cake. The Great Beyond, it's gin maraschino liqueur, violet and blue curacao syrups, lemon juice, and pear nectarine topped with butterfly pea flower tea and garnished with a white orchid. And it looks beautiful. Oh my gosh, that drink is so pretty. Also, which looks really cool, is the Sparkler. It's cotton candy and blue curacao syrups, mango puree, and pineapple and lime juices garnished with a glow cube. Very, like, a vivid bright green. Beautiful. For those of you beer drinkers, they have Bottle Logic Brewing Aurora Borealis Honeydew Lime Hard Seltzer. There is Della Hunt Brewing Company Salvatore Italian Pilsner. Malibu Brewing Company Canyon Rosé Lager. Garage Brewing Company Prickly Pear Hefeweizen. Eagle Rock Brewery, Populist American IPA. Dust Bowl Brewing Company, Porch Punch Imperial Fruit IPA. Ooh, I'd try that one. That sounds good. Ballast Point Brewing Company, Grunion Pale Ale. They have the Animated Hops Flight, which is going to have the Delahunt, Eagle Rock, Dust Bowl, and the Ballast Point beers. The Inspirational Flavor Flight will have the Malibu, the Bottle Logic, Garage Brewing, and Ballast Point beers in that.
Finally, they're getting to Ratatouille. I'm sure they have Ratatouille stuff in here.
Oh, I'm so excited about this one. Gusto to go, inspired by Ratatouille. Pizzette topped with mozzarella, eggplant, squash, zucchini, and drizzle with tomato sauce and a wedge of French chambert. Gusto macaroon, so cute. Creme brulee mousse with caramel center. La Critique cognac sidecar, cognac, apricot liqueur, house-made fig syrup, strawberry puree, and lemon juice topped with sparkling wine and garnished with a strawberry. Looks beautiful. Little French Daiquiri, rum, French wine parfait.
Aperitif.
Oh, sorry. French wine aperitif, pear nectar, cherry plum syrup, and lime juice garnished with bruleed pear chip.
Cool.
Ooh, I'm excited about those.
That's
those
nice.
Sound amazing.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do this last one. And I'm going to
give it
to you. Porto Rosso pasta, inspired by Luca. Porto Rosso pesto pasta, ribbon pasta tossed in basil pesto with potatoes and green beans. Sea Monster lemonade, lemonade, white grape juice, and peach syrup, garnished with blue citrus mango jellies, non-alcoholic. Very pretty. Looks very cool. So does the next one. Silencio limoncello, limoncello, amaretto, and Aperol liqueurs. Oh, my favorite. Blood orange syrup, lemonade, and house-made oregano tea garnished with micro daisies. Oh, my, do I want this drink. It has my favorite things in it.
That's a lot of cool stuff. Pretty. All right, so here...
These are so cool. I'm so excited. I'm like, I want to go.
Elemental Table, of course, inspired by Elemental. We have the Smoked Firewood, which is barbecue spiced impossible chicken with hot mustard sauce, pickles, and charred onions, which is, of course, plant-based because it's impossible. You also have the Cold Nut Whoopie Cookie Pie, which, of course, are cake cookies baked with cocoa powder filled with cream cheese frosting and topped with crushed cinnamon candies.
Oh, that's cool.
And it looks, it looks like you're eating a lava rock, which is
cool. I want the next thing.
Then they have the H2O Rita, which is tequila, brewed curacao syrup, lychee nectar, yuca puree, lime juice garnished with a rock candy stick. And then they have the exothermic margarita, which is tequila, ancho chili liqueur, passion fruit nectar, lime and grapefruit juices, and agave nectar garnished with a rock candy stick. So
you've got that last one, but I could have the first one. I love it. You have the blue and the red. Like, so cool. Right. Okay. I'm very excited.
Over at Hangar Management, inspired by Inside Out, they have the joyful yellow comforting mac and cheese with happy cheesy puffs. Cheesy peeves. They also have the angry red hot mac and cheese with spicy cheese crunch. The mood swing, which is a half portion of joyful yellow comforting mac and cheese and the angry mac and cheese. Then they have the mood stabilizer, which of course is an adult drink. Bourbon, watermelon liqueur, candied orange, watermelon syrups, and orange lime juices topped with ginger beer and topped with watermelon candies. Wow. Ooh,
we need to make note of that one.
I like that mule. It's cool. At Downtown Disney, they've got the Jazz Kitchen. Coastal Grill and Patio has the Amigo Cocktail, inspired by Coco, which is tequila, cinnamon, vanilla-flavored cream liqueur, and raspberry liqueur cocktail. At Splitsville, they have the Friendly Giant, inspired by Monsters, Inc., which is coconut rum, tropical fruit juices, orange-flavored liqueur. At Wetzel's Pretzels, they have the Incredibites for the Incredibles, of course. Choose from Wetzel's loaded bits offerings, the Coco Churro bits, Bacon Ranch, S'mores, Strawberry Funnel Cake bits, and then they also have the orange bits topped with an assortment of toppings such as bacon, ranch, chocolate, dulce de leche, strawberry sauce, and more, inspired by The Incredibles. Kristen, what's going on there at the various resorts?
Well, if you have a sweet tooth at Bing Bong Sweet Stuff, Candy Palace, Candy Kitchen, and Trolley Treats, you can get the Forky Cake Pop, vanilla forky shaped cake pop dipped in white chocolate and decorated with a red chocolate eyebrow and blue chocolate mouth and dark chocolate or black dark chocolate eyes.
Forky's got a cake pop.
And that's April 26th through May 30th. The Nemo Cake Pop, vanilla cake pop dipped in orange-colored white chocolate, adorned with white chocolate chip for fins, dressed with white chocolate and black dark chocolate, available July 5th through August 4th. Also available those dates is going to be the Dory Cake Pop, chocolate cake pop dipped in blue-colored white chocolate, adorned with white chocolate chips for fins, dressed with yellow-colored white chocolate and black dark chocolate. Mike Wazowski cereal treat. It is a round cereal treat dipped in green chocolate, embellished with white and green chocolate and black M&M milk chocolate candy and tan chocolate covered with chewy chocolate candy for horns. And that will be available April 26th through the August 4th. The Alien Apple, Granny Smith apple enrobed in caramel and dipped in green and blue colored white chocolate with marshmallow ears, antenna, white chocolate chips, dark chocolate, and purple sanded sugar. Wow. The Pixar Ball Cake Pop, Vanilla cake pop dipped in yellow colored white chocolate, embellished with blue sanded sugar and red fondant star. Available May 30th through July 4th. Available over at Bing Bong Sweet Stuff only on April 26th through July 4th. You can get the grape soda cake pop, vanilla cake pop dipped in purple colored white chocolate and decorated with a white chocolate grape soda lay on. Very, very cool. Okay, here's the novelties. All those things you want to buy to take home that have lemons.
I see one. Okay, so they've got the alien macaroon straw clip, two per person. You can get it at Disneyland Park, all over there, all over California Adventure too, of course, all these things. Alien Pizza Planet truck bucket, which we love. We love that truck bucket. You got the Coco guitar bucket. That's my jazz right there. You can get also the Coco souvenir sipper.
Now that is limited 10 per person per transaction.
Okay. And there you go. You can also get the Edna Mode bottle topper. No capes. Starting April 26th.
Limit 2 per person per transaction.
These are awesome, guys. They've got the Panda May.
Oh, my God.
May. Straw clip, which is great. The crazy panda. They also have the Pixar ball lamp straw clip.
Well, hold on. So Panda May straw clip is limit 2 per person per transaction.
Okay.
The Pixar ball and lamp straw clip you mentioned is limit 10 per person per transaction.
Oh, okay. There you go. You also have the Pixar ball sipper, which is amazing.
Also, limit 10 per person per transaction. Oh my gosh, they just keep going. More stuff.
Yeah, they also have a bunch of popcorn buckets for Pixar. They've got one that's Monsters, Inc. They have a Slinky Dog sipper.
Do you want me to
sipper.
Read these real quick?
Yeah, we've got Doug popcorn bucket as well. So those are just stuff we want to... just keep it going because we're
there is
right
a
here.
Magic Key Doug bucket. That's magic it. Key holder only can get that limit 1 per person per transaction.
That Doug bucket's great. I love yes. The popcorn buckets. I think for me, if anyone's out there, get the Pizza Planet one, get the Coco guitar, a popcorn bucket, get Doug. I'll take all three of those. Those are my faves.
I'll take anything that anybody's willing to send me from the parks.
You know what's missing? You know what's missing from that whole situation? Where is the Good Dinosaur? And where is Wall-E? Absolutely no, those two films completely left out.
They used to not be, but Wall-E used to not be, but I think it's an ADHD thing. Like, kids cannot pay attention to Wall-E. It's ours are like 5 minutes into Wall-E, you're like, this is boring, I'm done.
Wall-E's,
which I don't blame them. Wall-E's my least favorite.
Wall-E's a adult type film. There's a lot of adult stuff going on there. Anyway. What are you looking forward to for Pixar Fest? Please let us know. And if you're there, be sure to utilize the hashtag Dining at Disney and let us know what's shaking.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. And if you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Bing. So you know all the things going on. You guys are the reason we do this show, and we really appreciate all your support. So keep liking, subscribing, sharing, giving us those 5-star reviews. They help us so, so much. And speaking of support, if you want to go a little bit extra, you can shop our links because we know you're going to be shopping Amazon and Disney Store. So definitely use our links for those, as well as we have Kingdom Strollers and Garden Grocer. If you're going to Walt Disney World, you can also, wherever you are listening to us from, whatever platform, Spotify, any of them, you can also become a supporter there as well, and we'll definitely give you a mention. And you can find all these things at diningatdisney.com or in the show notes below. As far as Dining at Disney, you can find us on all of your favorite social media sites. most often you will find a lot of stuff on Facebook, and where can I get more stuff on Instagram? Aljon, where can people find you?
Okay, you can find me on Instagram at AljonGo, and you can also check out our other podcast that I host with Dave Bossert. He is a former Disney creative director, also of special projects and renowned author. We have a podcast called Skull Rock Podcast, which talks all about Disney and pop culture. We talk to Imagineers as well as filmmakers, so enjoy that. That's great. And one episode comes out every week, and it's just awesome. You can also find Kat at Catastrophe at CAT_ASTROPHE on Instagram, and her podcast Eat the Pictures, which is food and fun and a bite-sized podcast. So if you like film and pop culture, you'll love that show as well. Be sure to check that out. Of course, you can also check us out on Sorcerer Radio and srsounds.com, as well as a bunch of other great shows and programming for Disney fans by Disney fans. And Sorcerer Radio is srsounds.com. And also, of course, as Kristen said, find us on Facebook at our official group. It's free to join. Just join up, answer questions about your favorite Disney restaurants, and bam, bada boom, you're in. You can start talking with the rest of the community there, talking about upcoming shows, as well as what you're going to be doing on your next Disney trip and where you should check out. I'd like to also thank our friends there at the Disney Dorks there, a great group on Facebook as well. It's a big community that supports us. But anyway, that is all. That is it. That is fini, done, finito.
And until next time, bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.